You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Alan Yong, serial entrepreneur and author of Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. Alan, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and share with you whatever I can.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you as well. So if you would, for starters, briefly, tell us about yourself and some of the things you are most passionate about.
Let's start with my passion. I'm most passionate about cooking, gardening, and especially business. And in this interview, you'll find that, you know, it will be all reflected throughout my business career.
So tell us, what are some of the most exciting business ventures you have been involved with?
I started out as an entrepreneur in 1976. Immediately upon my graduation from Northern Illinois University with my MBA, my first business was in a Chinese restaurant called Mei Ling. The main reason that I decided that I need to be in business was, first of all, as an immigrant from Malaysia, my goal was to learn how to do business in this country. Hopefully, we'll be able to walk away with a lot of money for my next business. But I also realized that starting a Chinese restaurant was not exactly easy and that it would take a lot of hard work. So to me, it was important that I set my goal, a timeline of 5 years, and hopefully I would be able to make things happen. So we started by investing $25,000 of our money that we have saved between myself and my wife. And before 5 years, we ended up being able to sell the restaurants and walk away with $250,000. So not bad for a start. In 1981, I founded an industrial computer company called Manufacturing and Maintenance System. We developed a proprietary industrial computer along with other hardware to assist treadmen in the alignment of rotating equipment, such as pump, compressor, generator. To understand that, just like your car, being in perfect alignment is critical in order to avoid unnecessary wear and tear. Although we were rather successful, it was a niche market, and our maximum revenue never exceeded $1 million. Being young and ambitious and probably even to a certain extent kind of naive, I felt like I needed something much bigger with greater potential and so on. So in 1988, I decided to invest whatever money I could, especially being available from the maintenance computer company. I started the development of a personal computer and founded Dolphin Technology. Being extremely competitive and crowded at that time, we struggled our first year. And I decided that to remain in business and expect any level of success, we could not be just a me too, trying to compete in selling our product at the lowest cost possible. What I decided was, especially after what I learned from the business school, we have to be able to stand out in a very crowded and competitive market. We have to be able to differentiate. But my choices were kind of limited. So eventually I decided that we absolutely have to do something different, and I started learning about major government contracts. And as it turns out at that time, there were two major contracts, and we decided to team up with Sears Federal System and Sysrec Information System of Falls Church, Virginia, with a whole lot of new strategy in the development of a whole line of customized computer just for the contract. We won two contracts. One of them was worth over $400 million with the Department of Defense. The other one was worth $120 million. What it did was it immediately put Dolphin Technology on the map, and we became literally the new sensational story of our time. We ended up being in the news practically on a daily basis for a number of years. And in the meantime, I exploited whatever we have gained and started developing a whole line of tablet computer at that time that included pen-based as well as voice recognition. We competed head-on with Apple Newton, which has evolved to become the iPhone today. And this all led to Dolphin being literally an overnight success, and it caught the attention of IBM. And what IBM did in 1992 was they were actively looking for technology partner and identify Dolphin Technology as a new and emerging company that they would be very interested to support. So they essentially decided to bankroll our manufacturing and ended up in a $150 million manufacturing contract with us. Unfortunately, IBM doesn't do anything in small scale. An early adoption of the product did not materialize as expected. And IBM basically decided to unload the entire inventory of whatever Dolphin product they manufacture. And the whole company collapsed as a result of that. My lesson learned here is if you are a mouse, don't dance with an elephant. It took me a while to adjust until I decided to become a business consultant for about 10 years. And eventually, I teamed up with one of my clients and started Smoky Daily Gardens in 2006. And Smoky Garden today is one of the largest daylily growers in the world. On February 18, 2014, I founded Dnotes, which is a Bitcoin alternative or second generation digital currency. I'm pretty much back on track now with a very full plan this day.
Now, it certainly is some history. You've had a lot of success. What do you see as some of the most significant business opportunities available today?
I think there are a lot of business opportunities today, but at the same time, because of mounting regulation and other costs, it is actually becoming extremely difficult to start a business. But the way I look at it right now is there are a lot of opportunity as the bank are adjusting to be more and more efficient, partly because of the internet, online banking, online lending, and what have you. So I do believe that for those who are positioned, they may find a lot of opportunity in the financial technology sector. Especially if they can try to pick the segment that they can really compete with the bank by being low cost, very efficient, and have everything being done online. The other areas that would be interesting would be just about any other service or law tech industry, but it's a matter of getting well prepared for it and be well efficient. The main thing today is how can you operate a business efficiently, be able to gain the economy of scale, and be able to compete based on the whole concept of that you'll be equal to your competitors or even better than them, starting right off the bat.
Today we're joined by Alan Young, serial entrepreneur and author of Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Young, what advice would you give to someone getting ready to start a business?
Starting business may be more challenging these days, but it is definitely possible. And I think there are, you know, a lot of opportunity for people to be able to create jobs and make a lot of money starting their own business. My number one advice is, it is extremely important that anything that you do in business, you must be absolutely passionate about it. And it is also extremely important that you have your support system, like your spouse or, you know, other family members and so on. And following that, you have to absolutely make the commitment that if that's what you want to do, you have to be well prepared and be fully committed to be equal to your competitors. Once you can get to the point that you're being equal to your competitors, then have the mindset that you want to be better than anyone else. So going into business with a full commitment to be the best in class in whatever you do is extremely important. If you cannot do that, it may be better to just work for someone else. And the other extremely important thing is, unless you're happy to remain as the only employee in your company, you have to depend on other people. That means you must have the leadership and the ability as well as the willingness to inspire other people to basically replicate what you do. And the last thing that I feel that is extremely important, most people may take it for granted, your customers are extremely important. You are in business, whether you are offering just product or service, to make sure that you are able to serve your customer better than any of your competitors. You can do all that and be real patient about it, as well as being willing to work hard. I am absolutely confident that you will have a very good chance of being successful in any business that you want to get in.
That's certainly some great advice right there. Certainly appreciate that. Lastly, what would you say on a personal note is or has been your greatest challenge as an entrepreneur to date?
I would say that my greatest challenge as an entrepreneur, and it's almost true every time, is finding the right partner, finding the right people that literally can complement your weaknesses and be able to help you exploit your strength. And the challenge then is, how do you continue to inspire, train, mentor, and lead the people who work with you as a team? Because again, you cannot do it alone. If you think you can, you will not go very far. You remain as a one-person team, and that is not good enough. Being able to reach the economy of scale and do it very quickly, you need a lot of people supporting you, sharing in promoting your mindset to be the best in class.
Well, Mr. Yong, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today, and we certainly appreciate your time. Where can listeners get more information about you and your book, Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success?
The best way is to go and visit our website, which basically is fourpillarsofbusinesssuccess.com. From there, you get a lot more information about the book, and it is a membership site. The first year, you can sign up for free, and I will be very active writing different articles, answering any question. Again, my passion is to make sure that I can give other business entrepreneurs a lot of help. And I'm literally very passionate about it and will be delighted to help in any way I can. And Eric, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and we certainly appreciate your time and offering that valuable resource as well. Mr. Yong, thanks so much for your time and for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Alan Yong, serial entrepreneur and author of Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. And for more information, simply visit fourpillarsofbusinesssuccess.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.